think compared to the previous summit, Africa is having a bigger voice in terms of determining the agenda of the summit and also telling China what Africa wants from China, other than only China determining the course of the summit and the substance of the agreement. So we know that African countries have made the request to China that in terms of the economic cooperation, they do not only want the Chinese investment in the natural resources or infrastructure projects, they also want to see China to contribute more in the field such as employment and job creation.
Is it not a cause for concern, like what some critics are saying, that China does not seem to be interested in discussing issues of human rights with African leaders? It's all about business.
From the Chinese perspective, yes, I guess the description is largely true, because what China wants to talk to Africa is economic development. And that's where China sees itself playing the largest role and with the biggest potential to contribute to what Africa needs. In terms of the political process, China will say that we are contributing to the peace and the conflict resolution in African countries. But in terms of the political system of particular African countries, China will regard those issues as internal affairs of these countries. And China would like to largely stay out of that, because China has its own reasons to stay out of other countries' internal affairs. And we know for a fact that China itself is not a democratic country. So on human rights violations, China will largely stay out.
And we also saw the president of China, Mr. Xi, going to Zimbabwe. How significant is this?
Yes, Zimbabwe has been a friendly country to China for a very long time. And the president of Mugabe in China is called the old friend of Chinese people. So that's a term that's reserved for very few leaders of other countries. So I would say that Zimbabwe and China have forged a pretty strong relationship throughout the years, especially given the political turmoil inside Zimbabwe and the international isolation partially faced by the Mugabe administration. So China's relationship with Zimbabwe has been strengthened in the past years. Last year, President Mugabe visited Beijing and was received very well. So for this time, for Xi Jinping to visit Zimbabwe really demonstrates that China cherishes its relationship with Zimbabwe and would like to participate in Zimbabwe's economic development and perhaps political reconciliation.